morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2018, first day of spring. And we have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast on the Columbia River Bar, we've got combined seas 2 to 4 feet through this morning. Seas are going to temporarily build to about 6 feet during those max ebb current times. We have one around 7:15 this morning and one around 7:30 this evening, and another strong ebb around 8 a.m. on Wednesday. So about every 12 hours, the bar goes into that max ebb current cycle, and that is a very dangerous time to be on the Columbia River Bar, which is why it has its own weather forecast. We have a small craft advisory overall for winds in effect from 1 o'clock this afternoon through this evening. We have a weather system moving in. If you were listening earlier and you heard Gordon McCraw talking about a shift in the weather, this is kind of our last sunny day, although it doesn't look too terribly sunny out there in Astoria. Maybe this is just river fog, and maybe in Seaside and other places along the coast it's sunny. But at any rate, when this fog burns off, we're going to have a brief respite of sunny weather, and then the weather is moving in. And so you can see as the winds start to kick in with a small craft advisory, that's an indication that a weather system is arriving. So the overall, our marine weather forecast, north winds 10 to 20 knots, gusting to 25 south of Tillamook Head in the afternoon as that weather system moves in. Wind waves from the north, 3 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 3 feet at 12 seconds. So you can see that the wind waves and the swells are at about 90-degree angles to one another. That could create a little bit of confused seas activity out there, where things get a little sloppy because the forces are kind of working against one another to some degree. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have four inbounders. The Ryujin is first. She's a car carrier arriving from Tacoma, headed for the Port of Portland. Brand new Honda's on board there. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30. And about 3:30 this afternoon, you might see her at the Port of Portland. The Ultra Trust is next inbound. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, headed for the Vancouver anchorage upriver. She'll pass Astoria around 4 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver at about 10 tonight. The Danusa is arriving from South Korea. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30, and she'll drift to a spot in the anchorage off Astoria and stop there for a bit. The Danusa was on the schedule to arrive yesterday, and she didn't. Why might that have happened? Well, ships are not on a schedule like buses or trains. They pretty much go as they need to go. And if the fog that we have been experiencing here on land has been affecting things out at sea as well, ships tend to slow down in the fog because they can't see. And so they're just being cautious. And so that can add time to a trip and cause a ship to arrive later than was originally predicted. But these schedules are really estimates to let the pilots know when to expect a ship to be here, because they're offering services to those ships that arrive. So it's really more of a kind of a heads up than a schedule, so to speak. The articulated tug and barge, as far as the public is concerned, I mean, of course, this is all very regulated and highly as controlled as possible by the pilots. But as far as those of us who are just sort of ship watching, it's sort of an estimate of when ships will be here. The ATB Sound Reliance, the articulated tug and barge rig, she's a Crowley-owned vessel, a U.S. flag vessel arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Her cargo is petroleum on board, refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria a little bit after midnight, and you might see her around 6:30 a.m. tomorrow in Portland. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Easter N is leaving the Astoria Anchorage, headed for the Crims Island Anchorage, so she's sort of anchorage hopping from one spot to another to wait. And Crims Island is between Astoria and just before Longview on the river. Sometimes you'll see ships anchored there if you're driving on the Washington side. Excuse me. She'll leave the anchorage around 11 a.m., and you might see her, I don't know, maybe 2 o'clock or so, 3 o'clock. No, maybe more like 1 o'clock in the Crims Island anchorage, somewhere in the early afternoon. The Belle Island is awaiting orders in the anchorage, along with the Serba, the Panyata K, the FD Vittoria Raiola, and the Omicron Light. Those ships are all awaiting orders. At the Rice Island anchorage, which you can see really well if you go over the Astoria-Megler Bridge, turn right, and go along the river, you can see those ships anchored on the Washington side near a little sandy-looking island, which is made of dredge spoils. And that is Rice Island. Cavo Alcyon, the Olympus, the Energy G, and the Falmouth Bay are all anchored there, and they're awaiting orders. The pilots are actually awaiting the orders to take them upriver. And eventually, all those ships will go upriver and pick up cargo and head downriver, in which case they will become outbounders. And here are our outbounders for the day. The Ken Con is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 10 a.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The Amber Star is leaving Portland with potash on board at about noon. So maybe around 6 p.m. you might see her gliding past Astoria. The Asian Glory is leaving the port of Portland. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, leaving there around 6 p.m. So around midnight you might see her running lights past Astoria outbound, headed for the Columbia River Bar. Well, yesterday we had an incident on the bridge in Longview that closed the Longview Bridge. And from a maritime perspective, it really made you think about the river and what a barrier it can be to traffic. Because when that bridge was closed for 4 hours while Oregon State Police and other agencies investigated a possible bomb incident on the bridge, it turned out to be not that. But all of a sudden, you couldn't get across the river at Longview, and that meant that you could only go across on I-5. You could come here to Astoria, or you could maybe catch the ferry at Puget Island. So that easy access that we rely on, that bridge, it really made everybody think about how important that bridge was. So traffic was suspended on the bridge by the police, the Oregon State Police. While they investigated a couple of bags hanging from a rope on the bridge, it turned out to be just a dispute between a couple of local people and not a bomb threat. So that was a really good news. But while the bridge was closed, the river was also closed. So what does that mean? Does a big gate come down and stop people from going on the river? No, what it means is that here's what it means. It means that the Coast Guard declared kind of a safety zone around that part, around the bridge, to protect people and vessels and the people on them from if there had been any kind of an explosion or a hazard. They want to keep people and vessels away from that. So how does that work? Well, that is something that's declared by a person who is called the captain of the port. And he or she is the head of the operations and controls those kinds of declarations. So the captain of the port is a person stationed here in Astoria, at Air Station Astoria. And that person who is in charge can say, okay, we're going to close that area around the bridge. And that is what they did yesterday. So what does that mean? It means that you can't get near the bridge. But as I've said before on the ship report many times, vessels on the river, they don't have brakes. They can't just stop. It's not like if somebody said to me, the Longview Bridge is closed. Well, I guess I won't go there. Even if I was heading to Longview or even if I was approaching the bridge on the road, I could just pull over and stop, as people did, and wait. But with ships, stopping a ship is a matter of finding an anchorage, a safe place to anchor. It's a rather complex thing to do, to take a moving ship, throw an anchor out, and stop it. It requires a lot of forethought and planning and a safe place to do that. And so there are only a few anchorages on the river. We have one out here. There's one at Kalama. There's a few others. A ship would have to be in one of those in order to stop. Ships could slow down so that they wouldn't get to the bridge during the time it was closed. But basically, ships have to maintain headway on the river, so they have to go at a certain speed. So that became a logistical problem for ships to handle on the river. And nothing bad happened. So, of course, everybody was able to handle it. But those are just some of the challenges that occur when you are taking vessels that really just can't pull over and stop in a situation like this where they're asking people to stay away from a location on the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.